It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On Monday, USDA released their weekly crop progress crop condition ratings report. Of course, this report continues to show us a crop that is still holding on and fairly well as far as crop ratings are concerned, and one that is slowly advancing in crop development. We'll talk about those numbers after this break.
Spring planting is here, and it's time to make the final adjustments to your 2026 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. The risk management specialist. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
Well, Monday's crop progress report was, you'd have to say, maybe neutral as far as the grains were concerned, mainly because we continue to see a crop that is advancing in crop development, but one that is not really seeing much advancement as far as crop condition ratings are concerned. Looking at the report, as of June 21st, 97% of the nation's corn was emerged. That's equal to the five-year average. Silking was at 5%, which is versus 3% average. Corn crop conditions were left unchanged at 68% good to excellent, which was a surprise when you look at what some of the states did. Illinois' crop dropped 6%. Iowa dropped 2%. Minnesota dropped 2%. We did see North Dakota decline by 3% and Ohio dropped by 7%. But we did see Indiana improve by 9%, Nebraska improved by 2%, and South Dakota was left unchanged. Looking at it for soybeans, emergence is at 93%. That's versus 90 for the five-year average. 9% of the nation's soybeans are in bloom versus 6% average. And same scenario played out for the soybeans as for the corn. Crop condition ratings were left unchanged at 66% good to excellent. But we did see a variety of changes for the states. Illinois dropped by 3%. Iowa dropped by 3%. Minnesota dropped by 4%. North Dakota dropped by 4%, and South Dakota declined by 4%, but Indiana improved by 9%, Nebraska improved by 5%, and Ohio improved by 6%. So there was a mixed as far as the corn and soybeans conditions were concerned. Winter wheat harvest sits at 40% average right now. That's versus 24% for the five-year average. Winter wheat conditions dropped 1% to 26% good to excellent, but at this point, this far into the harvest, crop ratings aren't really mattering for winter wheat. And for spring wheat, 16% of the crop is headed versus that 16% average, and conditions dropped 1%. That was 2% more than expected by the trade, with the biggest changes coming in, Minnesota was down by 5%, North Dakota was down by 3%, and Washington was down by 4%. We did see Montana improve by 9% as they picked up some rain. So overall, this report was probably just what you'd have to say neutral to the grains.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.